Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Well, good morning, friends, and it's always good talking with you, having a conversation about things that matter. Sure could use a little good news today. This is a refrain from a song recorded by Anne Murray in the 1980s, though the theme is always contemporary. Psychologists tell us that their research indicates that 90% of our thoughts are negative, and this seems to be confirmed by the litany of tragedy, catastrophe, storms, chaos, and mishaps that come to us electronically or in personal conversations. Last week, the Toronto Star ran an article on the front page which has gone viral. An elderly couple who had been married for 70 years are living in Rome in a small apartment. The neighbors are disturbed because they hear arguing, which builds into a shouting match. The police are called. Four young policemen come to the apartment. The couple complains they've been increasingly disturbed because of all the bad news they are hearing, and no one comes to visit them or seems to care, so they take their frustrations out on each other. The officers determine there is no crime. The culprits are isolation, loneliness, and sadness. They looked around the apartment. It was sparse. A few shriveled grapes were in a bowl, not much else on the table. Upon further investigation, they found some pasta, butter, Parmesan cheese, and their own humanity. The couple was treated to a bowl of pasta, conversation, and hospitality. The officers transformed hostility through the hospitality that their moms had taught them. There's a lesson here for all of us. We all experience loneliness, alienation, sadness, and depression. Left alone, we enter into darkness, which leads to helplessness, despair, and violence. We know this pattern all too well, but what we need to remember is that we have the power to challenge hostility and smother it with hospitality, generosity, and gratitude. I remember my mother's funeral like it was yesterday. We had the wake 2 hours before the service, and our mother's friends came out of respect to return the compassion she so generously had shared with all of us for a lifetime. One of her friends said, "Your mom always had time to visit." I hope at my wake people will say he was a lot like his mom, just like battalion police officers. My brother got up to give my mother's eulogy. He began, "Mother was always hospitable. You're always welcome at mother's house. What happens when we feel welcome? We feel safe. We belong. All of our mothers have taught us this. So why do we insist on eating alone in front of a computer or driving alone with a sandwich or a coffee in hand? Community begins with eating together." He went on to say that hospitality is built on generosity, a generosity of spirit which is contagious. We can all be more generous with our patience, kindness, forgiveness, and joy. Communities of generosity flourish, as do all relationships. Finally, my brother reminded us that generosity is rooted in gratitude. The most joyful people are the most grateful. We recognize that all that we have is a gift. Oftentimes, our lives are enhanced by the countless gifts of service we receive each day. Fresh water, clean air, safe streets, healthy food, friendship, and a good story are all gifts. Thank you, young policemen in Rome, for reminding us that hospitality, generosity, and gratitude are the antidotes to the everyday challenges which confront us all. Sure could use a little good news today and a bowl of pasta. I wrote that a couple of years ago, and I still stand by it today. And then this last week, words were made flesh in the presence of my own wife. My wife has met a woman at the YMCA. My wife goes to swim a couple of times a week, and after they swim, they gather together for coffee. And so there's a swimming, and then there's coffee and conversation, and through that, she's met a few other women. Well, 2 weeks ago, a woman that she had met just having coffee at the Y calls her up at about 9 o'clock at night and tells my wife that she's really struggling. She doesn't know if she's going to make it. She says she's overwhelmed with panic, and then there's nowhere else to turn. My wife says, "Pack a bag." My wife drives out, picks up this woman that she knows from swimming, and brings her back to our house. I come home at 9 o'clock at night after teaching, and here's a woman sitting on her couch having tea. My wife explains that she'll be staying with us for a couple of days. What's happened is that the woman is living by herself. She has a few resources. She's 75 years of age, had no medical insurance, has no family. How many people in our country today are by themselves, living by themselves with no one to eat with, no one to cook a meal for, no one to do anything fun with? How important it is that we have each other and community. Well, over the last 2 weeks, the woman has stayed with us on three different occasions. My wife has brought her home and given her a sense of hope and made her nice meals, a nice bowl of hot chili, freshly made chocolate chip cookies, but more importantly, hot tea and conversation, a safe place to be for people who care about her. This is a gift that we can all give to each other each and every day. It is important that we go outside of our own comfort zone and reach out to others who may be alone. And in that aloneness, we find ourselves, we have so much more in common than we do that divides us. This is the good news that we talk about each and every day. And I've had an experience of this over the last 2 weeks that I'd like to share with you. One was at the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, where I had an opportunity to spend all day long with young people in the agricultural community, people who are running farms or working in agricultural business, young people with enthusiasm, dedication, a commitment to goodness, brought together by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, led by Shelley Meyer, an amazing leader who cares deeply about the people she serves each and every day. People who grow food for us each and every day, people who make the economy work, all brought together to share meals and stories with each other. I met a young woman from the University of Pennsylvania who's put together a computer program documenting the social interaction of cows. Her research shows that when cows and a herd are getting along together very well, they produce more. Isn't that true about us as human beings? When we get along together, when we are socially engaged with each other, when our interactions are positive, all of us feel much more productive in the work that we do and effective in what we take on next. I had an opportunity to also to speak to the Minnesota Rural Electric Association. These are the electrical cooperatives that provide electricity to rural America. Rural America. A group of people who work so hard each and every day so that we can live. What will we do when we realize, quite honestly, we cannot eat money? It's food that provides nourishment. It's food that brings us together. It's food that is our nourishment and life source. And the first item of business for the Minnesota Rural Electric Association was recruiting linesmen to go to Guatemala this summer and bring electrification to two small villages. They showed a videotape of when they had done this last, and here were linesmen from rural Minnesota, western and northern and central Minnesota, traveling to the jungles of Guatemala, showing them cutting their way through the jungles in order to put up poles and transformers. And a young man said, "People now have electricity, so they can run a well, and that well brings clean water to children for the first time in their lives. I've never seen so much joy," he said. Sure could use a little good news today. Linesmen from rural Minnesota going to Guatemala, providing clean water and hope to people who have very little. Sure could use a little good news today. Along with that goes a nice bowl of pasta, a glass of wine, a conversation, and good friends. Always good talking to you because we have an opportunity to lift up goodness, good people doing good work each and every day. I don't know about you, but that brings me joy. It brings a smile to my face and a great deal of satisfaction.
Our thanks to Tom Thibodeau for today's message. Tom, a distinguished professor of servant leadership at Viterbo University. And for archived podcasts and more on-demand programs, and for more on the professional development for today's dairy producer, head to PDPW's free website at pdpw.org.